Throughout the program, we're watching the progress of Hurricane Rita. It's now a Category 3 storm with maximum sustained winds around 125 miles per hour. As the storm's eye approaches the coast, the force of the storm is already apparent. In New Orleans, waters gushed over levees damaged by Hurricane Katrina and once again flooded the city's lower Ninth Ward.
And even with the eye of the storm still out at sea, the spiral bands of Hurricane Rita are sending rain and wind to the coast west of Houston and east of New Orleans. Commentator Anne McBride Norton is originally from Lafayette, Louisiana. Her current home is Bali, Indonesia. But she returned to Lafayette last weekend to help celebrate her parents' 70th wedding anniversary. Now she finds herself facing a maelstrom. As Hurricane Rita approaches, she has these thoughts.
We are waiting for the hurricane to arrive. Last night our phone rang and a recorded message from the local police told us to evacuate. In their words, leave. Get out of harm's way now. My decision was to load my parents into the car and head for higher ground. But Mom and Dad, who are 90 and 92, are frail of body but even stronger of will. They've said no, we've lived in the house for 60 years and we're staying. My brothers have arrived from Baton Rouge, and as we make a half-hearted attempt to tape up the many picture windows, we debate where to move my dad's hospital bed for the worst of the storm. A friend has come to help us hook up a generator in hopes that we can have air conditioning at least for a while to escape temperatures that may return to 100 degrees. Growing up here, hurricanes were a time for parties, to drink beer and with a little help from the wind, throw a football as far as Johnny Unitas. But Katrina has changed all this. I confess I am a little above anxious, and from time to time I am really scared. Everyone here has connections in New Orleans, and many in my family have had hurricane evacuees in their homes for weeks. What once seemed to have the excitement of a roller coaster ride has been transformed by their stories into a reality of grief, tragedy, loss. The soft breeze that brings a hurricane started this morning. Now the rain is coming down hard. By tonight, winds will howl through the trees at 75 miles an hour, leaving 15 inches of rain to flood the low-lying areas. But in this Cajun corner of South Louisiana, where food reigns supreme, a friend just brought by a huge platter of boiled crabs. So with preparations made, we watch the trees whip and plunge, dip claw meat in a sauce of horseradish and ketchup. We talk of other things, and we wait.